This is Weekend Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Greg Hill. It is now time for the author's page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Patricia McKissick, celebrated author of more than 100 early reader and picture books chronicling African-American history and Southern folklore, was born in 1944 in Smyrna, Tennessee. She credits her mother and grandparents for inspiring her to read and write. On hot summer evenings, her family would sit on the porch and listen to her grandmother tell hair-raising ghost stories, or her mother would recite Paul Laurence Dunbar poems. And sometimes her grandfather would dramatize an episode from his childhood, speaking in the rich and colorful dialect of the Deep South. In 1955, after her parents divorced, the family moved to Nashville. Patricia breezed through high school, graduating at age 16. She then earned a bachelor's degree in English literature from Tennessee State University. It was there that she reconnected with her childhood friend, Frederick McKissick, who was working on an engineering degree. He later became her husband and writing partner. She went on to earn a master's degree in early childhood education from Webster University in Missouri, then became a teacher. But she yearned to start writing, feeling there was a need for books written about the minority experience in America. So she took a job as a children's book editor, eventually becoming a full-time author. Patricia's most acclaimed work of fiction, titled The Dark 30, Southern Tales of the Supernatural, was awarded a Newbery Honor, the runner-up to a medal that is considered the Pulitzer Prize of Children's Literature. The book is an anthology of spooky stories named for the half-hour period just before night, as her grandparents told her, when the ghosts of former slaves are prone to walk the earth and mayhem is never far away. When you feel fear tingling in your toes and zinging up your spine like a closing zipper, she wrote in the book's opening pages, you have experienced the delicious horror of a tale of the Dark 30. Other notable books included The Civil Rights Movement in America and one about the organizing efforts of Black Pullman Railroad porters titled A Long, Hard Journey. Many books were short biographies of Black luminaries such as historian Carter Woodson and abolitionist Sojourner Truth. More books covered religious themes or retold stories from the Bible. Her semi-autobiographical picture book titled Going Someplace Special tells the story of a girl who takes the bus, sitting in the back behind the white passengers, to the downtown library in Nashville, one of only a few integrated buildings there in the 1950s. Patricia described the library as a second home, a place where she always felt welcome and where she learned her love for reading. Patricia McKissick once stated that her goal as a writer was to improve the self-image of African-American children, as well as encourage children of all races and cultures to have an open attitude toward people who are different from them. Fortunately, she far exceeded her aim and produced a truly meaningful body of work that will live on for generations.
Support for the author's page comes from Friends of the Knox County Public Library, celebrating 50 years of community outreach, advocacy, and support for the library and its staff. Learn more about being among friends at knoxfriends.org.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Author's Page. We love telling you stories.